Amanda Miller Littlejohn here, conversations to help you build your brand, pursue your passions, and package your genius. Welcome back to the Package Your Genius podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about something that has really, really made a difference for me in my business and just for me personally in terms of productivity. So most people that I speak with who are either starting businesses for the first time or are moving from corporate America into entrepreneurship are baffled when it comes to how do I organize my days, right? Because no one tells you how to organize your days as you're starting your business. How do you manage your time? How do you organize your time in order to get things done? I think when we work in an organization and our calendars are filled by our managers or our bosses, and we have group calendars with meetings with our teams, and we know pretty much how each day is going to play out. But when you move into a business, you have to make those decisions for yourself. You know, what will you do today day that's going to move the needle in your business? So one of the things that I learned very early on in my journey as a small business owner was the importance of mastering your schedule. I used to think, oh, how can I get more done in the time that I have? So I really feel like I've made a difference and I've gotten something done, because one of my StrengthsFinder strengths is actually achiever. Actually, that's my top strength. My number one strength is achiever. And so for me, I remember starting out having small kids. Time was always, always so limited, and I would feel frazzled and unproductive when I would spend 2 hours on several tasks, but nothing really got finished. That was really frustrating to me, because having that achiever trait in me, it means that I like to feel a sense of completion. I like to know that something was finished, even if I only had 30 minutes to devote to that particular task. So anyway, I started to wonder, well, what if I only have an hour? What if I only have 30 minutes? How can I get something done? And that's when I discovered batching of time. And I read about it in a book. I'm not sure which one it was, but batching is essentially, instead of working on 10 things in an hour and getting nowhere with any of those things, you take one process, one set of tasks, and you repeat them several times in the time that you have. So for example, when I first started doing the batching, I was doing a lot of media outreach for my clients. And so instead of pitching a story to one outlet and then moving forward and making follow-up calls or brainstorming a new pitch for another story, I would decide, okay, well, who are the 10 people that I can pitch with this particular angle? And then one by one, I would send my emails out to those reporters, you know, one by one, because I obviously never would send group emails, because that's PR 101. That's like the law you don't break. But I found that, okay, if I can get my pitch down and send it out to multiple people within an hour, I'm much more productive and I can move on and feel like, okay, I've completed that task. Other things that I found myself doing was responding to LinkedIn requests, or now even when people reach out to us on the website. That's something that used to take up a lot of my time, but I've found a way to say, okay, I'm only going to respond to LinkedIn requests at a certain time. I'm only going to respond to new inquiries on the website at a certain time. And that allows me to, instead of moving from task to task and feeling like I'm always putting out fires, because you become very reactionary when you operate that way. Instead, I said, okay, I'm going to take control of my schedule. I'm going to take control of my time so that I can get what I need to get done when I need to get it done. After I had kind of identified what it was that I needed to batch, I took it a step further and began isolating full days on my schedule and organizing my days around a theme. And for me, that made scheduling so, so much easier. So for example, on Mondays, I like to call those my business development and client acquisition days. So for me, that means if anybody has reached out to me in the previous week, on Mondays is generally when I have my phone call scheduled, my discovery sessions, to figure out if I can help that person, what are their challenges, and if we may be a good fit to work together. And that's what Mondays are about for me. And sometimes that might mean me writing a proposal if I am at the phase of work where that's what's required. Maybe I'm sending estimates. But for the most part, I'm connecting with people who have expressed an interest in working with me. And I spend most of the day doing that, making calls, sending emails, writing proposals, writing estimates. And that's really great for me because honestly, business development isn't always my favorite thing to do. And I remember early on, I used to kind of dread the concept of business development. Following up with people that I've met at conferences, following up with people who may have emailed me, or even reaching out to people who I thought would be a good fit in terms of us working together, whether we had met or encountered each other or not. I really dreaded it. But I found that when I kind of quarantined it to one day on my calendar, it made it much more manageable. And then when I would get into that zone of doing my calls, it was easier to do versus, okay, I'm going to call this person back today. Maybe I'll call that person back tomorrow. Oh, I'm in my writing zone. I'm writing my blogs, but let me stop and make this call because I said that I would do it. No, instead of kind of putting that task that I didn't really love, spreading it out all over my calendar, again, I quarantined it to the one day on my calendar and found that after doing one or two calls, I was warmed up and it wasn't so bad. And so that was the first thing I did. And in addition to Mondays being business development, Tuesdays are generally for content. And for me, that means I'm writing blog posts. I am recording or outlining podcast episodes. I am sending out my emails. So I'm creating the content that really helps to connect me to my audience and cultivate that brand loyalty that I feel I have with the people who follow me. This content is a big, big part of my brand. And probably if you are an internet or online business, creating content is probably a big part of your brand. And so it's not something that you can just do in 10 minutes. And so for me, I like to have a day where I can kind of stay in that mode of writing and thinking and being creative. And that's actually one of my favorite days. You know, I'll make a big cup of coffee, I'll wear something really comfortable, and I just get to write and nerd out and do the thing that I love the most. And so having Tuesday as something I look forward to really, really helps me make it through those Mondays when, you know, I'm doing the business development or some of the tasks that I may not absolutely love. For me, Wednesdays and Thursdays are for coaching sessions and client work. And then Fridays are a bit of a catch-all. I have meetings, follow-up calls, and sometimes I'm tying up loose ends. And it's flexible, but for the most part, I try to stick to the Monday, Tuesday with business development and content, and then Wednesday, Thursday with client calls, client sessions, client work, anything that's related to the clients. That's Wednesday and Thursday. And then Friday, whatever kind of didn't happen, if I need to meet someone for lunch or coffee, I'll plug that in on Friday. So all of this has really revolutionized my business and allowed me to just supercharge my productivity. So if you're anything like me, your schedule is pulling at you from many angles throughout the day. So it's easy to get distracted and overwhelmed if you don't have a plan for your time. So if you have a ton of obligations on your time and you're not sure exactly how to get more done, or you just want to change your schedule, tweak it, and get more out of the time that you have, here are a few ways that you can use to get more done with the time that you've got. So number one, you want to identify what tasks you're always doing, right? So what are the repetitive tasks that come up for you in your business, in your schedule? For me, those tasks that I identified were making calls, following up, writing newsletters, writing blog posts and podcasts, reaching out to people on LinkedIn or responding to requests for contact on LinkedIn. So try to isolate buckets or themes for your tasks. So for example, making calls, following up, LinkedIn requests, those would all fall into the business development bucket that you could put on Monday. So any activity that is helping you connect with more clients, that would go on Monday or whatever day you choose. And then the newsletters, blog posts, podcasts, I realize that's all content creation. So let's put all of that on its own day. So try to isolate your buckets or your themes for the tasks that you do repetitively every single week. Number two, You want to assign your themes to a specific day of the week. Now, again, for me, I chose business development on Mondays because I really like to get the momentum started at the beginning of the week. I like to know, okay, if I have a conversation with you on Monday, by Friday, you will have made a decision and I can have closed the sale. And so it's important to me to know that every week I'm driving revenue in my business and not just, you know, whenever I feel like it or whenever I meet someone and we have a really great conversation. But every week I'm being proactive. And you really feel like you're in more control that way too, because otherwise, especially with business development, you're wondering, well, where is my next client coming from? Well, you know, okay, Monday, I'm going to be doing business development. So whether that means I'm reaching out to people, finding new people, or following up with people I already have made contact with, Monday is all about the money, right? So put your themes on a day, and it's also fine to double up. So you may not have a full day's worth of business development or content creation. So say you have content creation as one of your themes, maybe that's a Tuesday morning activity or a Tuesday afternoon activity, but Tuesday morning is for something else. So the morning is for one thing and the content is in the afternoon. That's totally fine to do that if you don't need a full day for each of your things. Again, for me, I create a lot of content, so I want that whole day to be able to really commit to my content. And it gives me a sense of freedom so that I don't feel rushed and I don't feel like I have to get anything done within a couple of hours. I know I have the whole day, so I can really, really focus and make sure what I'm creating is really good. So assign your themes to the day, whether it's afternoon, morning, or both. Number three, put your content themes in your calendar. And this is something that I see most people are hesitant to do. If you are working in an organization and your boss said, send me a calendar invite for that meeting, you would absolutely do that with no problem. You would block that time off in your schedule immediately. But why don't we take that initiative to block time off for ourselves? Why aren't we blocking off the time in our calendar for the things that are most important to us? I encourage you, you know, whether you use Google Calendar or Microsoft Outlook or Apple iCalendar, put in your calendar a recurring meeting, a repeat meeting with yourself that lines up with these themes that you've chosen on the day that you've assigned your themes to. So you'll get a reminder whether you remember or not. Your calendar will tell you, guess what? It's Monday. You should be, you know, doing business development. Hey, it's Tuesday. It's all about content. You know, what podcast do you have that you want to work on today? What blog post are you writing? And in that way, it serves as a reminder to keep you accountable and you don't have to rely on your memory. But after you start doing this for a while, it will become natural to you. You'll get into a routine. So that's number three. Make sure you put this in your calendar. Block off the time for your tasks and align those with the themes that you've chosen. Okay, number four is be disciplined. So it's one thing to put your themes in your calendar and say, okay, I'm going to work on business development today, or I'm going to work on my content today. But you really have to be disciplined and take your appointments with yourself seriously. If you had a meeting with a client, you wouldn't cancel just because you didn't feel like meeting with them. You would meet with them because you made that commitment to them. So you want to take your own appointments with yourself and your business as seriously as you would an appointment with your client or your boss if you still have a 9-to-5. And speaking of 9-to-5s, if you're still working a full-time job as you build a business outside of work, maybe it's your hope that the business will eclipse your 9-to-5 salary and you can start doing that full-time on your own. Doing this, hacking your schedule and batching your tasks is even more critical because you have even less time than the average person, or you have less time than a person who is doing their business full-time. So you're going to probably have to be a little bit more creative than a person who's working in their business full time, because obviously you don't have all day to dedicate to your business tasks, but it's totally doable. And for you, if you're working full time, I would say you're going to have to make a sacrifice, but decide when are those times that you can dedicate several hours uninterrupted to your business. So I would say to start, maybe you could get up 2 hours earlier each day or 2 hours earlier twice a week. So if you normally get up at 7 a.m., maybe you'd get up at 5 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays and work from 5 to 7 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Wednesdays on some of these tasks that you need to get done, these repeat tasks. And some of those tasks could be, again, responding to the LinkedIn request, sending emails around business development, writing blog posts or your social media content and updates. That could be actually doing the work that a client has hired you to do. So get up 2 hours earlier, or maybe find 3 hours in the evening twice a week or three times a week or every day if you don't have kids and you don't have, you know, you're not exhausted after working all day, where you work in the evenings from 7 to 10 just on your business. And if weekends are better for you, get up early on Saturday morning and work from 8 to 12. You can get a lot done if you are focused for 3 to 4 hours on the task at hand. So again, just to recap those tips for you to help you better hack your schedule and get more out of the time that you have. Number one, you want to identify what tasks you're always doing. Number two, you want to assign themes to a day of the week. And again, remember, it's fine to double up if you want to assign theme one to the morning, theme two to the afternoon of a certain day. That's absolutely fine. Number three, put it in your calendar and block off the time. Number four, be disciplined. Keep your appointments with yourself. Take the time that you have dedicated to your business seriously. And on a final note, if you need accountability on this, you can get it. If that's your personality to collaborate with others and feel like, okay, I'm making all these appointments with myself, I feel like I'm all by myself in this, find a buddy who's in a similar situation that you're in. Maybe someone else who's starting their business outside of work, or someone who just went into their business full time and is kind of struggling to find that routine. And you guys can partner up and together keep each other accountable, or maybe even meet at Starbucks or meet at your office or meet at your home and pick one of these days or themes to work together on, just to make it more fun, make it more interactive, and encourage you to stay focused and to keep to your tasks. So this has been another episode of the Package Your Genius podcast. You can check out other episodes at amandamiller.com/podcast. And remember, we are on iTunes. So I don't want to go to the iTunes graveyard, guys. Please go to iTunes and find the Package Your Genius with Amanda Miller Little John podcast. Subscribe there. I would love it if you could rate the podcast and then write me an honest review. That would really, really help me to get the show rated in iTunes so that we can reach even more listeners and be here for a really long time, giving great content for you guys. So thanks again for joining me for this episode of Package Your Genius with Amanda Miller Littlejohn. See ya. This episode of Package Your Genius podcast with Amanda Miller Littlejohn is brought to you by The Branding Box. The Branding Box is my signature 90-day system to help you build your personal brand. Now, within this system, we focus on how to clarify your message, really claim your expertise, and build a plan to get your name out to the world. I'm so proud of the system, and it's won rave reviews from Adweek to PR Week to Wharton Business School has endorsed the Branding Box. So it's a great tool. I absolutely know you will love it. And you can find the Branding Box at amandamillerlittlejohn.com/box.